local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. We got the whole crew here. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the weather. Kelly with your headlines. I've got sports. Sean Sullivan will be back very, very soon. Right now, let's check the ride on the way in. Here's traffic with Kane.
Good morning again, everyone. From the Vincentons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are telling us no accidents in roadways, but in Mobile County, they've got a lot of radar back into school zones as schools go back again on Monday, so they're acclimating you to slowing you back down. Keep that in mind this morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5. It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs, local.
Hello, Sandra Crenshaw.
This is she.
This is Sean Sullivan over at FM Talk 106.5. We did the drawing here in our summer Better Than Others prize giveaway with over $5,500 worth of goodies up for grabs. And okay, I'm looking at your name. You won.
That is?
You won the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so excited about that.
You registered at Old Time Feed in Fairhope, right?
I think I did.
That's where we got your name from, Sandra. So
okay.
You won the weekly prize and you won the grand prize. This is $5,500 worth of a grand prize. That Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, the Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed and Seed, a catered chicken finger party for you and your friends from Gold Fingers, an inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Over $5,500 worth of goodies for you.
Okay.
The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
707, this is FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. 73 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios as we get this Friday kicked off.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check those news headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, my friend. TGIF, everyone, hopefully you're driving safely, safe and sound on your ride into wherever you're going. And don't forget your sunglasses. The sun looks nice out there.
Is that the sun?
Here comes the sun. An award-winning program, improvements to state education, and a new television ad. You have guessed it. It's campaign time for the general election. On Thursday, Governor Kay Ivey released her first TV ad for this campaign. Really, it's the first for herself or her Democratic opponent, Walt Maddox, the mayor of Tuscaloosa. And you also heard during our WKRG news hit from Jessica Taloney that he will be in town at the grand opening.
Yep, of the new Democrat headquarters here in Mobile, Democratic headquarters.
Mm-hmm, at the Grind, that is this evening. So that new ad, it highlights her massive fundraising advantage over Maddox, also connects how she's emphasizing an improvement in state education with preparing students to join the workforce. It's a 30-second spot, and the governor says that she, quote, launched a new initiative with record funding for pre-K education. Alabama's pre-K program started in 2000 and is the nation's best state-funded program for 12 straight years. Since 2013, it has more than tripled the percentage of eligible four-year-olds. So they went from 9% served to 29% in the current school year. The legislature allocated an $18.5 million increase this year for pre-K funding, bringing total funding to $96 million for the 2018-2019 school year. And you know, Dalton, you know how I feel about the kids.
Oh, yeah.
And when it comes to education, I love this. Start them off with that great foundation and watch them grow and help grow their local communities.
Yeah.
Like little cute little tomatoes. speaking of food, because we love food around here, our local fire and police departments can stay hydrated thanks to you. Firehouse Subs, they're offering quite a delicious deal, and you can assist our first responders and more, and you get a free lunch. So here's how it works. The restaurant chain, they're holding their 7th annual H2O for Heroes Bottled Water Collection Drive. On Saturday, go to Firehouse Subs, and they will provide you with one medium sub for every person who donates an unopened 24-pack of bottled water. That water will benefit local fire and police departments, emergency victims, senior and community centers, and more. Last year, they collected and donated more than 768,000 bottles of water. You know how beautiful it is for the community to give? That's a big deal.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
And then, 24-pack of bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
That won't cost you much.
No, not at all.
But what you can do will be priceless. So if you can, go visit Firehouse Subs, take the family, and thank our first responders for all that he or she and they do for all of us. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5. I was looking at the sub.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, I'm getting hungry. I apologize.
I don't blame you for having a loss of words looking at the beautiful subs. Hey, you know, last hour we were talking, and we'll talk about it a little bit more later this hour. We were talking about the fair and fair food.
Yes.
And you were talking about the media night where they eat food and then ride the rides.
Mm-hmm.
That reminded me of this story from Pennsylvania this week.
Wait, do we need to warn people if they're eating right now?
No, I don't think so. But this would have been my nightmare, okay? You know those like pirate ship rides? It's not always a pirate ship. Sometimes it's like a Viking ship, but it's always a ship, and it's like a pendulum.
Yes.
It swings
it
back.
It goes higher
and
higher.
Uh-huh, like a kid on a swing set.
Right.
Or a grown man on a swing set, or one. You know, the bigger you are, the higher you fly. So this pirate ship ride in West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, which is right outside of Pittsburgh,
okay.
There were a lot of people on this pirate ship ride. But crews were unable to stop it from swinging for 10 minutes when the brakes failed.
Oh,
so these people got on the ride. I don't know how long they normally last. What, 30 seconds, a minute maybe? Probably more than 30 seconds.
Yeah,
but
I would think maybe about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, realistically, from clicking in those seat belts to getting off.
Well, the brakes failed on this thing.
Stop
and
it.
You could see people swinging on the pirate ship ride for 10 minutes. Thankfully, no one was injured. But I think everybody was nauseous after those 10 minutes of riding the pirate ship ride. They have now shut down the operations, thankfully, until they can figure it out. And a lot of the riders that were on there, they didn't say, hey, let's do that again. They said, I am never riding that ride
again. Well, I was going to say, you know, there's probably one little jokester who's like, hey, can we do it again? Sit yourself down.
So it's supposed to, you know, have those controlled pendulum swings, and they don't go too far up, and then it's supposed to stop. But no, the brakes failed, and everybody that was on the ship had a bad time.
That's why I stay in the food area.
Uh-huh, yeah.
No problem.
Let
like
the kids
that.
Or whoever you're with go on up there. Say, hey, you guys take that, and I'll hold your phones and purses.
Oh, I'm the glorified purse holder. I'm okay with it, you know?
Same here.
And the fair is fun because you get good people watching. It's like being at the airport.
Oh, man. It's better than the airport. Let's be honest. The fair is great for people watching. 7:13. Now on FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings coming up. I've got your sports news on the way.
Poet, troubadour, and Rhodes Scholar Kris Kristofferson performs his timeless songs at Mobile Sanger Theater November 20th.
Jesus was a Capricorn.
The Sunday morning sun.
Don't miss this all-American legend performing his classics.
Good enough for me and Bobby McGee.
One of the remaining highwaymen, Kris Kristofferson plus The Strangers, brings his show to The Sanger. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com or The Sanger Theater or Mobile Civic Center box offices. Kris Kristofferson live at Mobile Sanger Theater November 20th.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Donald Trump Jr. hit the campaign trail in Northwest Florida. Trump Jr. joined Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz for a rally in Niceville.
The support that you have shown my father, my family, for everything that we're doing is really overwhelming. It's been awesome for me to experience. I mean, it's why, even though I'm not in the administration, I've chosen to just take my time and be active in these races because I do think together we can do so much.
Democratic candidate for governor Walt Maddox will be in Mobile tonight. Maddox will attend the grand opening of the Mobile County Democratic headquarters at the Grind Business Development Center on Springhill Avenue. That event begins at 5 o'clock. It's open to the public. Mobile police are now offering a $2,000 reward for anyone with information about the disappearance of a young mother. 25-year-old Daniela Vian was last seen July 17th. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 1065's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 1065.
Quarter after 7 on FM Talk 1065. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The NFL preseason kicked off last night with the annual Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. And in the first game since the NFL's new national anthem standing policy, there were no demonstrations by any players during the singing of the anthem. All players and coaches for the Chicago Bears and the Baltimore Ravens stood as the NFL's preseason began. The Ravens won the game 17-16, with neither team putting their starting quarterbacks on the field at risk of injury. Robert Griffin III started at quarterback for Baltimore. He hit 7 of 11 passes for 58 yards with a touchdown and an interception. Ravens' first-round draft pick Lamar Jackson came in at quarterback for the second half of the game, but he had a tough go of it, completing only 4 of 10 passes for 33 yards with one touchdown and one interception. Here's Jackson's only touchdown of the game, which actually went to fellow first-round draft pick tight end Hayden Hurst.
His head was up a bit.
Meanwhile, he's going to wind up hitting Hurst here for a touchdown. So you've got their two first-round draft choices, the tight end and the quarterback.
With the start of the NFL preseason and college football beginning later this month, there will now be a football game every single week through February. The first coaches poll of the 2018 college football season came out on Thursday, and for the third straight year and fifth time in school history, the Alabama Crimson Tide are the top-ranked team in the poll. Alabama nearly had a clean sweep, receiving 61 of the 65 possible first-place votes. Clemson came in at number 2. They earned 3 first-place votes, while number 3, Ohio State, earned the final first-place vote. Georgia and Oklahoma rounded out the top 5. University of Washington came in at number 6, followed by Wisconsin at number 7, Miami 8th, Penn State 9th, and the Auburn Tigers are ranked 10th. Tigers begin their season against 6th-ranked Washington on September 1st in Atlanta. And, of course, you can hear that game and the entire Auburn Tigers season right here on FM Talk 106.5. On the PGA Tour, Ian Poulter leads after the first round of the WGC Bridgestone Invitational. Poulter shot an opening round 62 to finish the day at 8-under par, one stroke ahead of Kyle Stanley and Ricky Fowler. It's currently a stacked leaderboard with some big names not far behind. Patrick Cantlay, 6-under par, but a group of 5 are 3 shots back at 5-under, including Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and Jason Day. Tiger Woods has won this tournament 8 times in his career. He shot an impressive 4-under on Thursday, along with 7 other golfers, including Phil Mickelson. Round 2 begins at 8:20 this morning. Tiger Woods and Jason Day will take the course, beginning at 1:10 this afternoon. In minor league baseball on Thursday, the Mobile Bay Bears beat the Birmingham Barons 8-4. Mobile got off to a hot start. They scored 7 runs in the first 5 innings. Tonight, the Bay Bears and Barons play Game 2 of the 5-game series in Birmingham. First pitch is set for 7:05. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets 4-2. Boston crushed the New York Yankees 15-7 to stretch the Red Sox lead in the AL East to 6.5 games. St. Louis beat Colorado 3-2 on a walk-off single from pinch hitter Jose Martinez. The LA Dodgers hit 7 home runs in a 21-5 win over Milwaukee. San Diego beat the Chicago Cubs 6-1. Mikel Franco hit a walk-off 3-run homer, putting Philadelphia over Miami 5-2. Washington got the win over Cincinnati 10-4, and Tampa Bay finished their clean sweep of the LA Angels with a 4-2 win. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are telling us no accidents in the roadways, but again, with Mobile Public Schools starting back on Monday, they do have a lot of radar in the school zones again, acclimating into slowing it back down. There's a beer-bearing dinner at the Battle House Hotel on August 11th, partnering with local brewmaster Serta's Brewery. Indulge in four beers and four courses for only $50. For reservations, call 338-5441. The Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
At Hardee's, slider time is all the time. Starting with huge flavor. Applewood smoked bacon or freshly grilled sausage. Fluffy eggs and melty cheese all on a toasty little bun. Get two for $2.99 all morning. Then keep the day going with our charbroiled beef sliders layered with melty cheese on a toasted bun. That's big burger flavor starting at just $1.25. We ain't on Pacific time. This is slider time. All day, every day. Bring your hunger to Hardee's. Available now for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included.
Good morning, 7:23 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley is in here as well. Sean Sullivan will be back very soon. Just a little bit, we're going to talk to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He's going to give us that semi-regionally famous weekend weather score. And also, Kane's here with traffic. But right now, it's time to check the news headlines for this Friday. Here's Kelly.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. Police are hoping that you can help bring a young woman, a young mother, home safely. Mobile Police hoping that someone knows something about Daniela Vianne. Our news partners at WKRG told you earlier this morning about the $2,000 reward being offered for information which leads to finding her. 24-year-old went missing July 17th, late in the evening after being at a bar with friends. She was last seen at a gas station on Government Boulevard wearing a Mellow Mushroom t-shirt, and she was driving a blue 2014 Chevy Cruze that she just purchased that same day. Neither Vianne nor that vehicle have been seen since. Police Chief Lawrence Batiste says that this case is not an ordinary missing person case. His quote is that some people go missing because they want to. But he also added that Vianne had no history of disappearing. There is nothing that has led investigators to where she might be. That's why they're turning to us. If you've noticed anything, if you've seen anything a little out of the ordinary, It may seem small to you, but it could be huge in this case. Please contact authorities with that information. At this hour, they are not releasing information on whether or not her credit cards or cell phone has been used. But do know this, the investigation does continue. And again, if you have information, please call police. News out of Pritchard, as police there, they continue their investigation into last night's homicide. And once again, they need your help. Police in Pritchard say a man was gunned down at the Texaco gas station at about 1 a.m. Thursday on St. Stephen's Road. When police responded to the shooting, that's where they found 31-year-old Javoris Miguel James. He was suffering from a gunshot wound to the chest. He was taken to USA Medical Center, where he was unfortunately pronounced dead. So detectives with the Pritchard Police Department and the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, they were called in to investigate. There is surveillance video that they were able to view of the shooting and the events leading up to that deadly encounter. Well, after they were able to review that footage, they were able to identify one of the two suspects. So Jaquarius Nod is 18 years old. He was arrested and charged with murder. He has admitted to detectives that he fired that shot, which claimed the life of the 31-year-old James. Now, here's where they need your help, because they're looking for that second suspect who was initially involved in the fight with the victim prior to the shooting. So just keeping you posted as to what's going on in your neighboring areas. You may not live in that city, but perhaps you go through the city and you have to stop for gas, and you can understand why people may be a little, you know, on edge, mm-hmm. because this has happened, and it sounds like it's happening all too often. So that's the point of our news headlines, to keep you posted. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 7:26 now on FM Talk 106.5. President Trump yesterday in Pennsylvania, actually in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, for a Make America Great Again rally alongside Representative Lou Barletta, who's running for Senate in Pennsylvania. And Trump repeated his shutdown threat before the midterms yesterday, and even though there's been assurances from a number of Republicans up on Capitol Hill that the country will avoid another government shutdown at the end of September, President Trump on Thursday night repeated his stance that a closure is in the cards and that he would prefer for it to come before the midterm elections. Speaking to the crowd there in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, he said, "We're about to get really nasty over the wall. We're either getting it or we're shutting down government. We need border security. We need border security." The president believes a standoff would be worth the chance to force Congress's hand over border funding, much as he did at the beginning of the year when the government shut down for 3 days over a resolution for DACA recipients that also ensnared wall funding. Hey, right now on FMTalk1065.com, we have our three big things listed. The number one thing, Saraland, rated as the best school system in Lower Alabama. There's this, I guess, business called Niche. It's a website, and they collected ratings from millions of their users. And Saraland got good marks, and they had the top marks for Lower Alabama school systems. They were the only, actually, school system in Lower Alabama to get an A grade, and they received an A minus to rank 14th among all the school systems in Alabama. Chickasaw had D minus. They were the lowest rated system in the state. I'll give you the rest of that list later this hour. Also on our top big three things, White House asserts vast effort to protect elections. They were responding to wide-ranging criticism that the administration lacked a clear national strategy to protect U.S. elections. So the Trump administration put on a show of force yesterday. They said the president had directed a vast government-wide effort to safeguard a cornerstone of American democracy. John Bolton was there. Of course, he's the national security advisor. He also wrote in a letter to Senate Democrats, quote, "President Trump has not and will not tolerate interference in America's system of representative government." And the third big thing on our website right now, Apple becomes the first $1 trillion company. Coming up, I'll tell you how much money you could have in your pocket right now if you'd invested when they were at their lowest. It's amazing. 7:28 now on FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings coming on the way.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The search continues this morning for a man missing off the coast of Dolphin Island. Two swimmers were pulled under by a rip current around 2:45 yesterday afternoon at the main public beach. The body of a 17-year-old swimmer was found 3 hours later. A 47-year-old man who also disappeared in the water has yet to be found. According to Dolphin Island police, the two were with their family visiting from Taiwan. Authorities in Northwest Florida are looking into two more apparent drownings. 70-year-old Don Helton's body was pulled from the waters of Escambia Bay around 10 o'clock yesterday morning. A teenager from Mississippi drowned in Destin Wednesday night. Seven Sentinel chickens have tested positive in Mobile County for West Nile virus. The chickens are in Citronelle, Saraland, Pritchard, Mobile, Theodore, and Irvington. Mobile County health officials encourage everyone to use mosquito repellent, especially when outside at dusk and dawn. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful. I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
People living near a dam in Lynchburg, Virginia have had to move to higher ground. Evacuations were ordered overnight after a warning that College Lake Dam may overflow and flood parts of the city. New York City officials are taking a closer look at the damage this morning to see if it was a tornado that ripped through Queens. In Texas, the search continues this morning for the suspect in the shooting death of prominent Houston cardiologist Mark Hausnecht. Ed Lavandera reports 62-year-old Joseph Pappas had court papers filed to give his home to a woman in Ohio just before the shooting.
The woman who was deeded the house by Pappas told an Ohio newspaper that she had spoken with Pappas and that he told her that he had a terminal illness and planned on committing suicide.
Houston police say it's possible Pappas is dead. The wife of an Iraqi war veteran is facing deportation today. 39-year-old Alejandra Juarez of Florida has been in the U.S. for over 20 years since escaping violence in Mexico. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. Axios cites a UBS poll that finds a majority of business owners support additional tariffs on China, Mexico, Europe, and Canada, although most expect negative effects on the economy if there's a trade war. Support for tariffs is highest against China, followed in order by Mexico, Europe, and Canada. The Container Store Group soared 40% after the storage product retailer posted better than expected earnings for its fiscal first quarter and raised guidance. Shares of meal kit company Blue Apron were definitely underdone, down 25% following its second quarter earnings release. The company reported a loss of almost $33 million. Stocks rebounded to close mostly higher as gains by Apple and Tesla offset worries about trade tensions between the U.S. and China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended off 7 points after trading more than 200 points lower early in the day. The S&P rose 13. Futures, though, are pointed toward a higher market open this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a 3-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is offering a free 12-week course for families and friends of individuals with brain disorders called Serious Mental Illness. Trained family members who have lived with this experience teach the course. Course materials are furnished at no cost. The next class begins Thursday, August 23rd in West Mobile. For more information or to sign up, call 461-3450. Join NAMI and show that mental health is something we all need to care about. NAMIMobile.org for more.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:34 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley here as well. And now it's time to check in with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Well, good morning, Dalton. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Dr. Bill. Happy Friday.
Yes, it's Friday again.
That's so good, you can even repeat it.
It is Friday. And how are we looking today and for the weekend, weather-wise, Dr. Bill?
Well, we've got some sunshine this morning across the Gulf Coast, but we are going to see some thunderstorm activity this afternoon. Some of those thunderstorms could develop late this morning. And temperatures, well, very close to normal, almost 91, but we're going to get up around 88, 89 degrees for this afternoon. Now, tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms are possible, especially through the evening. Lows tonight will be in the mid-70s. And then for the weekend, partly cloudy skies for Saturday and Sunday. Things are going to improve. We'll see a few thunderstorms for Saturday afternoon with temperatures in the upper 80s. But then as high pressure builds over our area on Sunday, we'll see fewer thunderstorms, and temperatures will be on the warm side. We're going to see those readings increase about 92 degrees for Sunday afternoon. And temperatures continue to move up on Monday with just a slight chance of a thunderstorm Monday afternoon. Highs will be in the low, possibly mid-90s. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, a few afternoon thunderstorms, but temperatures in the mid-90s. So we've got some hot weather moving in starting Sunday and continuing on through at least the middle of next week.
And we are in the midst of hurricane season, Dr. Bill, so let us know, what's it looking like in the tropics?
Well, we've got some thunderstorm activity over the Gulf of Mexico that is still associated with weather disturbance that's been giving us the rain lately. The Caribbean remains quiet. And out in the Atlantic, we do have some thunderstorms and clusters, but nothing developing at this time. So it's looking good across the tropics.
And it is a Friday, so as we do every single Friday, it's time for that semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. On a scale of 1 to 2, Dr. Bill, what do you have for us this week?
Well, we've got some thunderstorm activity for the afternoons, and the skies will be partly cloudy for Saturday and Sunday. So I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
7810.
Wow, 1.7810. That's good enough for me, Dr. Bill.
That looks good, and looks like we've been stuck in those 1.7 for the last several weekends.
Yeah.
But the best day this weekend looks like it will be Sunday.
All right, that's pretty consistent in the 70s the last few weeks, and we really appreciate it, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. 7:37 now on FM Talk 106.5, and got more Mobile Mornings on the way. Right now, let's check traffic on the ride in. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center accidents now at Greenlawn and Hillcrest. Also eastbound I-10 between Canal and the George Wallace Tunnel. Celeste and Radcliffe also got an accident. Remember, Overlook just west of University closed for the next few days as they're repairing a water main break. You know, summer's almost over, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, and the new splash and activities lawn. Get the details at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
7:39 now on FM Talk 106.5 on this Friday, August the 3rd. Right now it's time to check in with Larry Kirby with LCM Motorcars. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Dalton. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How about you and the folks at LCM? Are you guys out finding some more inventory?
As a matter of fact, we got a bunch of fresh inventory in the last couple days, some trade-ins, some purchases, and we got a great selection.
Let me know about that website. Now, if somebody's out there looking for a new vehicle, I know that's a handy tool to have.
Absolutely. LCMMotorCars.com. They can view the inventory. They can go on a request line. They can fill out a credit application. They can do just about everything on the webpage itself.
So if somebody has a particular car in mind, can they just reach out to you and tell you what they're looking for, and then what happens from there?
Absolutely. That's all they have to do. They can either call us, they can go online to the request line, or they can, you know, prefer they come and see us so we can get up on the big screen and just, you know, pick out colors and options and so forth. And then we go to work. We've done a couple this week already.
All right. And what's that phone number, and where do they go to come see you?
They come see us on Highway 90 West in Theodore. Like I said, they'll visit us online at LCMMotorCars.com. They can call us at 375-0068, and please like us on Facebook.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too.
That's Larry Kirby checking in from LCM Motorcars. Right now it's time to check the news headlines on this Friday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. And did I tell you it's Friday? Just wanted to wish you.
Is it Friday?
Yeah. Oh. TGIF.
TGIF.
We're crunching numbers this morning. We're talking, of course, about a poll. We love talking about polls. Once again, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, he has really dominated our news cycle. So what's happening in D.C., of course, we care about here in the state of Alabama. Of course, he came from the great state of Alabama.
Uh-huh.
As a senator. But these numbers are very interesting because more than 40% of those responding to a recent poll, they say they had an unfavorable opinion of Jeff Sessions. He, of course, is the U.S. Attorney General. Poll was conducted by Politico and Morning Consult, and so they asked people of their opinion of him. 3% said their opinion was very favorable, and 15% said it was somewhat favorable. 17% said their opinion of the AG was, quote, somewhat unfavorable, and 28% said it was very unfavorable. 35% said that either they had no opinion or they hadn't even heard of him.
Really?
That's the most troubling number.
Uh-huh.
35% of the people polled
that hadn't heard of him
had never even heard of.
You also have the no opinion there too, which maybe a lot of people traditionally have had about the Attorney General.
Or maybe they just didn't want to be bothered.
Yeah, there's that too.
Then there's that too. And in that very same poll, you're probably wondering, what about the President of the United States, who we call, of course, POTUS?
Uh-huh.
Well, it showed 43% approved of the job that President Donald Trump is doing as president, compared to 52% who disapproved. So back to the Attorney General and his approval rating,
mm-hmm.
It was actually below that of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who had 20%, House Speaker Paul Ryan, who had 30%, and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who had 26%.
Wow.
I know. So I know I told you earlier a little bit about the opinion and how people thought, but we didn't really get into the numbers. And
uh-huh.
So that's why I wanted to revisit this to let you know the numbers. So, of course, all of this Russia investigation's happening.
Yep.
President not happy with Sessions for recusing himself and wanting some action and movement to take place. So as the tweets turn, as we call it. So let's talk about some fun, though.
Okay,
if you love the state fair and music, you're in for a treat. From country to the 90s music to new food options, all of that being brought to you by Mobile's Greater Gulf State Fair. This is so exciting. So the fair runs October 26th through November 4th. Country star Josh Turner, he mm-hmm. will headline on October 27th. Go ahead and do his voice.
Yeah,
please.
Josh Turner, he sounds like this when he sings. He's got a really low voice.
I appreciate you. On November 2nd, Back to the 90s featuring All for One. Remember that song, All for One? I swear.
Oh,
I swear. Coolio and Tone Loke. Yep, they're coming to town as well. If you like information for tickets, mobilefair.com. But listen to this. So admission to this year's concert, mm-hmm. also included with your general fare admission. There's VIP options available. This week, they released information about the expanded food menus, circus-style entertainers like sword swallowers, knife throwers, fire eaters, escape artists. Sounds like a regular old day trying to get to work sometimes.
Yeah, really.
But the Cooking Channel program, Carnival Eats, will also feature an episode around, guess what? Carnival Eats food.
Oh,
yum.
Mm.
More information at mobilefair.com or call 251-344-4573. I don't know why, but the fair has the best lemonade.
Lemonade. Now, that's something that I haven't had in a long time, mm-hmm. fair lemonade. But, you know, they also have all the deep-fried Twinkies and the deep-fried Oreos.
Don't do it together, though.
No. Ooh. That's too much sugar. And don't do that. Don't give that to the kids, either, because they will not. Well, they'll go to sleep after an hour and a half of complete and utter chaos.
Oh, my goodness. Like bumper cars. Yeah, that's the kind of lemonade where when you drink it, one of your eyes closes.
Oh, yeah. Some tart stuff there. I know exactly what you're talking about. Quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. And
there's a long black.
That's Josh Turner.
No way. You did that for me?
Yeah.
You're such a great teammate.
Hear how low that is? I love Josh Turner.
That's how I sound in the morning.
More
that's a great voice.
Yeah, he's got a great voice. More Mobile Mornings coming up. I got your sports. Kelly got some more news headlines. Dr. Bill with weather. And Kane with traffic.
Black train. Look to the head.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
Singer Percy Sledge was one of the most identifiable voices in the genre of country soul, which emerged from Muscle Shoals in the mid-1960s. In 1966, Sledge recorded his most iconic song, When a Man Loves a Woman. The song topped Billboard's top 100 for 16 weeks. Percy Sledge's career spanned 5 decades. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2005.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
Attention Mobile, announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Biomobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access, $14,900. Dockable waterfront, $34,900. Call or click 877-BIGVIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIGVIEW, 877-244-8439.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Donald Trump Jr. hit the campaign trail in Northwest Florida. Trump Jr. joined Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz for a rally in Niceville.
The support that you have shown my father, my family, for everything that we're doing is really overwhelming. It's been awesome for me to experience them. It's why, even though I'm not in the administration, I've chosen to just take my time and be active in these races because I do think together we can do so much.
Democratic candidate for governor Walt Maddox will be in Mobile tonight. Maddox will attend the grand opening of the Mobile County Democratic headquarters at the Grind Business Development Center on Springhill Avenue. That event begins at 5 o'clock. It's open to the public. Mobile police are now offering a $2,000 reward for anyone with information about the disappearance of a young mother. 25-year-old Daniela Vian was last seen July 17th. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The NFL preseason kicked off last night with the annual Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. And in the first game since the NFL's new national anthem standing policy went into effect, there were no demonstrations by any players during the singing of the anthem. All players and coaches for the Chicago Bears and the Baltimore Ravens stood as the NFL's preseason began. The Ravens won the game 17-16, with neither team putting their starting quarterbacks on the field at risk of injury. Robert Griffin III started at quarterback for Baltimore. He hit 7 of 11 passes for 58 yards with a touchdown and an interception. Ravens first-round draft pick Lamar Jackson came in at quarterback for the second half of the game. Jackson, of course, the former Heisman winner from the University of Louisville. He had a tough go of it last night, completing only 4 of 10 passes for 33 yards with one touchdown and one interception. Here's Jackson's only touchdown of the night, which went to fellow first-round draft pick tight end Hayden Hurst.
Meanwhile, he's going to wind up hitting Hurst here for a touchdown. So you've got their two first-round draft choices, the tight end and the quarterback.
Al Michaels with the call there, and Chris Collinsworth. And with the start of NFL preseason and college football beginning later this month, there will now be a football game every single week through February. The first coaches poll of the 2018 college football season came out on Thursday. And for the third straight year and fifth time in school history, the Alabama Crimson Tide were the top-ranked team in the preseason poll. Alabama nearly had a clean sweep, receiving 61 of the 65 possible first-place votes. Clemson came in at number 2. They earned 3 first-place votes, while number 3 Ohio State got 1 first-place vote. Georgia and Oklahoma rounded out the top 5. University of Washington came in at number 6, followed by Wisconsin at number 7, Miami 8th, Penn State 9th, and the Auburn Tigers came in ranked 10th. Of course, the Tigers begin their season against the 6th-ranked Washington Huskies on September 1st in Atlanta. You can hear that game and every single game on the Auburn Tigers schedule right here on FM Talk 106.5. On the PGA Tour, Ian Poulter leads after the first round of the WGC Bridgestone Invitational. Poulter shot an opening round 62 to finish the day at 8 under par, one stroke ahead of Kyle Stanley and Ricky Fowler. It's currently a stacked leaderboard with some big names not far behind Poulter. There's a group of players at 5 under par, including Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and Jason Day. And Tiger Woods has won this tournament 8 times in his career. He shot an impressive 4 under par on Thursday, along with 7 others, including Phil Mickelson. Round 2 begins this morning at 8:20, and Tiger Woods will be on the course starting at 1:10 this afternoon. In minor league ball on Thursday, the Mobile Bay Bears beat the Birmingham Barons 8-4. And in the majors, the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets 4-2. Boston crushed the New York Yankees 15-7 to stretch the Red Sox lead in the AL East to 6.5 games. 7:51 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center accident, still clearing at Celeste and Radcliffe. Also, Greenlight and Hillcrest and eastbound I-10 outside the tunnel near Canal Street. They've got one off to the side of the road. A good ride across the Bayway so far. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort all checking in with no wrecks in the roadways. The Jags football team opens up the 2018 season at home on Saturday, September 1st versus LA Tech at 6 p.m. Order your tickets online at usajaguars.com or call 461-1USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
.753 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, bringing you a hopefully fantastic Friday.
Of course.
Started off right. That's right. That's so you'll have a good weekend. Right now it's time to check the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
It got better. Jeffrey Poor is in studio. Can't wait to talk to him.
Don't lie.
I don't lie. I give real news. Thank you.
Ooh, real news.
Burn. Hey, listen to this, Jeff. You have actually perfect timing because I promised this McDonald's story is a big deal. They're celebrating their 50th birthday of the Big Mac by giving away free burgers. McDonald's is giving away more than 6 million McCoins today at 14,000 locations across the nation. So these coins are available, though, as long as supplies last, but they can be redeemed for your free Big Mac from August 3rd through the end of the year. So you can go rush and get your McCoin, but you don't have to use it right now. You can save it. Or it makes for a great birthday gift.
Invest it.
Ooh.
A collector's item.
Right. Yeah. So the McCoin transcends currencies to commemorate the global iconic burger while giving customers all over the world a chance to enjoy a Big Mac on us. That's the word from McDonald's. So they've come up with 5 unique designs for the coin. So It could be a collector's item. And those who are participating when it comes to other countries, Indonesian, Mandarin, Portuguese, French, and Spanish, Arabic. These are all the different languages that are being spoken that are getting in on the fun. See how that goes? The Mac coin highlights the 70s, showcasing the decade's flower power. And the 80s alludes to pop art. So it's a lot of fun. They go into the 90s as well, but enjoy your free Big Mac. You're welcome for that. Happy Friday. We love our food, and we love saying TGIF. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, and that leads in perfectly to our next thing coming up. You're so good at that, Kelly.
Thank
it
you.
Is Friday, and we do love our food. That means it's time to talk to Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Good morning, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm talking Big Mac and stuff, you know. Make me hungry this morning.
Yeah, now we talked to Big Alec, and you got some, we're going to grill some chicken this weekend? Is that what's on tap?
Well, you know, listen, I tell you, I'm trying to lose about 2 pounds, 3 pounds, so I'm going to eat some chicken this week. And, I mean, I'm trying to get in my football shape, you know. I'm going to get me a couple of push-ups.
Ooh.
I might even get me a sit-up or something. I mean, like, you know, like sit-up in the chair kind of thing. You know, when you're in the lounge chair, you got to pull it up by hand. That works that right arm. And if you got a thing on the left side, you can work your left arm, and then you get your recliner back straight up again, so... That's a good exercise, right?
Sometimes you need an ejection seat, or at least I do. So how are we doing this? How are we making this ginger and Dijon grilled chicken?
All right, listen, I'll tell you what I do. I always like to marinate my chicken. So, you know, I get my chicken breast out, and I always like to get me a little Ziploc baggie. But I take some olive oil and some champagne vinegar. I take some freshly grated ginger. You know, you can get your little root at the grocery store, and then you can grate it up a little bit. And I like a little coriander and some cumin. And then I take a little spoon, a couple of spoonfuls of Dijon mustard and a little salt and pepper. And I whip all that up. The oil makes it all real smooth. And then I put the chicken breast in it, seal it up in a Ziploc bag, and I just let it marinate for, I don't know, however long. You can marinate it overnight if you want to. And then the next day, I mean, whenever, I get my grill all fired up. And then I just go to grilling it, and I whip this up pretty thin. Now you gotta heat this marinade back up to bring it to a boil, kill any bacteria, and then you can use it and brush it on the chicken as you're grilling it and all that kind of stuff. So, but it's good. I call that my ginger and Dijon grilled chicken.
Man, that sounds fantastic, Alec. And if anyone out there would like to get in touch with you, maybe have you cater some food for, I don't know, a football party or something along those lines, how do they get in touch?
Oh, man, listen, I'd be begging folks to call me, you know, 473-3900. And when I say I've been begging them, I say, man, don't call me, like, through the window. Call me through the phone, So 473-3900. Look me up on the web at namelesscaterings.com. Give me a like on Facebook. I got all kind of stuff on Facebook. And we got football season coming. That's when I get all excited. I don't even sleep on weekend loving the football. So I'm going to give you one of them Go Jags.
There it is. It's that time of year. Love hearing the Go Jags from Alec Naaman and Naaman's Catering. Make sure you give him a call if you want to have a good football party. Coming back, more Mobile Mornings on the way.